Chapter 3. The Valakilayas said to Prajapati Kratu, O saint, if thou thus showest the greatness of that supreme self, then who is that other different one, also called self, who, really overcome by bright and dark fruits of action, enters on a good or bad birth? Downward or upward is his course, and overcome by the pairs of opposites like hot and cold, pleasure and pain, and so on, he roams about. Prajapati Kratu replied, There is indeed that other different one, called the elemental self, Bhutatma, who, overcome by bright and dark fruits of action, enters on a good or bad birth. Downward or upward is his course, and overcome by the pairs, he roams about. And this is his explanation. The five tanmatras, sound, touch, form, taste, smell, are called bhuta. The aggregate of all these is called sharira, body. And lastly, he of whom it was said that he dwelt in the body, he is called bhutatma, the elemental self. Thus his immortal self is like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, and he himself is overcome by the qualities of nature. Then, because he is thus overcome, he becomes bewildered, and because he is bewildered, he sees not the Creator abiding within himself. Carried along by the waves of the three gunas, darkened in his imaginations, unstable, fickle, crippled, full of desires, vacillating, he enters into belief, believing, I am he. This is mine. He binds his self by his self, as a bird with a net, and overcome afterwards by the fruits of what he has done. He enters on a good and bad birth. Downward or upward is his course, and overcome by the pairs, he roams about. They asked, Which is it? And he answered them, This also has elsewhere been said. He who acts is the elemental self. He who causes the act by means of the organs is the inner man. Now, as even a ball of iron pervaded overcome by fire and hammered by smiths becomes manifold, assumes different forms, thus the elemental self, pervaded overcome by the inner man and hammered by the gunas, becomes manifold. And the four classes, mammals, birds, and so on, the 14 worlds with all the number of beings multiplied 84 times, all this appears as manifoldness. And those multiplied things are impelled by person, as the wheel by the potter. And, as when the ball of iron is hammered, the fire is not overcome. So the inner man is not overcome, but the elemental self is overcome, because it has united itself with the elements. As it has been said elsewhere, this body produced from marriage and endowed with growth in darkness came forth by the urinary passage, was built up with bones, bedaubed with flesh, thatched with skin, filled with ordure, urine, bile, slime, marrow, fat, oil, and many impurities besides, like a treasury full of treasures. And it has been said elsewhere, bewilderment, fear, grief, sleep, sloth, carelessness, decay, sorrow, hunger, thirst, niggardliness, wrath, infidelity, ignorance, envy, cruelty, folly, shamelessness, meanness, pride, changeability, all these are the results of the factor of darkness, tamaha. Inward thirst, fondness, passion, covetousness, unkindness, love, hatred, deceit, jealousy, vain restfulness, fickleness, unstableness, emulation, greed, patronizing of friends, family pride, aversion to disagreeable objects, devotion to agreeable objects, whispering, prodigality. These are the results of the factor of passion, rajas. By these he is filled, by these he is overcome. And therefore, this elemental self assumes manifold forms. Yes, manifold forms.